Well, good morning. Thank y'all for joining us today. We're glad to have you. We'll just get started here. Why don't you give us a little update about how's it going in Greece and your ministry there?
Yes, we're very happy to join you this morning. We had a very productive and busy summer. We have seen growth in many aspects of our ministry. But let's start from the Bible school, which seems that it is having it a little difficult. Last year, the director passed away, and so there were a lot of difficulties. And this year, we started with very few students. So there are like four or five are the first year, and four or five are the second and third year students. So it's a very small body of students. Nevertheless, we're happy to have them, and we are working with them, and we pray that the Lord will give us again more people to teach. I am teaching on the theological courses, and every Thursday and Friday I teach these courses. In the ministry of Dina, things are going very well. We have a record time. We have like 13 ladies and 11 babies. So we never had this kind of numbers. Just a year ago, we had only 5 ladies and 4 or 5 children. So we were able to expand, to duplicate, and even more. So it's amazing that the Lord is strengthening us from your support and your prayers also, that now we are serving a lot of people, many more than we used to. And we are happy how things are going with a ministry team. So in all over areas, it seems that we are totally green and we're going very well in the ministry. We are also happy with our family news. Things are going well in our boys and their ministries. Mark and his wife Anastasia, the Roma Kids Ministry, they're doing great. The same is also true with Eric and Hara at their church plant downtown. They're going very well. And also we are very pleased that Erastos had a very good summer. He had an internship in Orlando for a month, and now he is looking for a mission for 2 months at serving the refugees at the island of Lesbos, where is all the refugees. So this is a young man just finishing. I mean, as we speak, he has exams, so he's working very hard on that, on his music university. But nevertheless, it seems that the Lord is calling him to serve in the ministry. So we're very excited about that.
That's great. Tell us, I think you had the house. Did you have another apartment that you set up for the women?
Yes. There are three type of residences. First of all, is an emergency housing where the girls that come directly from the camp, as they have needs, they come immediately.
From the street.
From the street. So they call Dina with no much stipulation. They come to this first house. Dina, do you want to explain that?
English is better.
Okay. So in this house, they examined by doctors. They are rested. They are fed. They are ready to work with the papers for about 2 or 3 months. And then at this point, they will be asked if they want to commit to start the recovery program. If they start full time. So if they go to the recovery program, this is a different house, in order to stay there long term for more than a year, they need to follow the program in the morning from 9 to 4 every day. And then after they finish the program, there are two apartments that we have them staged until they are totally on their own. And so now we have a lady from the Middle East with a boy, and also another Ukrainian lady that was at risk and staying there with a baby. So we have two different apartments and help them at the final stage at the time that they have also the work and the more independent, ready to be on their own.
That's great. How do you connect with the women that you are trying to rescue, you know, immediately from the beginning?
The question was how? Yes. So Damaris, community house Damaris is very unique in all of Greece. So we have referrals from all kinds of sources. The officials from the camps. This is like the state officials. If the girl is trafficked and is pregnant, they don't have any other place to send, only Damaris. Also, there are the social services and they know us and they refer. And also, there are a lot of Christians serving at the refugees. And as soon as they find that somebody is trafficked, then they send them.
The public hospitals also, when the girls, they deliver the babies, and all the organizations that they work with refugees all over Greece.
Yeah, they know us very well.
That's great.
And of course, you know, the time that you had visited us in the past with a short mission team, we're only starting, and some of you, you know us when all this was a dream. Now is a very tangible reality, and we are amazed what the Lord did in these last 6 years. You were the ones that came with us from day one, and we are so thankful for your partnership and vision.
And when they come to you, do they become open to the gospel as they live there?
We explain from the first moment that we meet the girl, that we are a Christian organization, but we don't force them to Christianity. So we have Muslims, Catholics, atheists, Christians. And we have optional Bible study every week. And also we have the 12 steps of the Alcoholic Anonymous based in the Bible.
That's great.
Yeah, till now all the girls, they are Christians. I don't know, of course, what the personal relationship, but they said that we are Christians. And
presently, yeah. Yes. In the past, we had people converting, we have baptisms. Yes. So we have all that. But of course, they need to grow. They need to God's spirits heal them, because they are very traumatized, and they need to work. And make more real their faith.
Tell us about the fire. Was it this summer?
Yes. It was early in July, I believe, that it was a very scary experience, and we're not prepared for what happened. So that afternoon until 5 o'clock, we had a baby shower. So we were, all of us were there celebrating. This is a house up at, a hill very close to the office. And so this is a safe house. So about five or six ladies there with a couple staying. And then we left. And in a couple of 2 hours, the fire had come. And we had to evacuate the house. So that was, the fire actually came in such a way that cuts the roads. So it was very difficult to escape through secondary roads. So it was a very tricky business. It was a lot of smoke. And at that point, we didn't realize how close the fire came. When all that, you know, after a few days that everything settled and went back to see what happened, it's quite a miracle, because the fire stops at the gate of our house. Wow. The rest is burnt, and it stops right at the gate. It's quite a miracle what happened. At one point, there is a tree. It was half outside, half inside. The outside was burnt, which was the root and everything. And the inside was not burnt. And this is a pine tree, which is full of sap and is very inflammable. How on earth this could happen? You know, have half of the tree be burned and half not be burned. It's just beyond me. You know, it's really the Lord was protecting the house. And
the neighborhood suffered a lot of damage. Yeah.
Yes, yes. It was many, many houses, hundreds houses around us.
And then the
yeah, yeah. Yes, well, I'm going to tell you, yes, there was a twist in the story. One of the problems that we had is that we didn't have enough vehicles for them to evacuate it. But by God's providence, some of the girls, because it was early in the afternoon, I mean, it was like 5 or 6 o'clock, they have not returned from downtown. So for this reason, the couple that was living there were able to evacuate the rest of the people. With a smaller car, and they went all around it because the fire had cut the main road. Anyhow, we set them at the office. We brought things and they slept, you know, everybody there. And meanwhile, the other ladies came from the center and we put them to sleep that night. Now, the fire crossed all that distance, about 2 more miles, and came all the way to our office, which is very central, next to a highway, next to the fire brigade's offices, you know, where is the fireman, the center of the fireman. So at 3 o'clock, I get a phone call of a very scared person telling me that we are ordered to evacuate. Fire came in our way. Now we have difficulty in breathing. We don't know where to go. There's totally black. There's no electricity. And so the whole city has shut down, and we need to escape and don't know where to go. So, and at that point, in the middle of the night, I said, okay, now this is really a problem, because I knew now that everybody was there, and they have only a small car.
Nine people.
But what happened, we had a van that I knew that it was in the mechanics for repairs. But for some reason, the mechanic didn't accept the van. They didn't have enough space to keep it there, and he sent it back. So at 3 o'clock, they said, where is the key of the van? I said, no worries about the key. We don't have the van, so you don't need. He says, no, the van is here. He says, no, impossible. It's for the repairs. He says, no, the van is here. So I realized then, you know, that we had yet another miracle, you know, and then we're able for them to go in that van and start going towards the city. And we're able to direct them to the first house. And so that night, everybody stayed in that, a couple of days. 24 people stayed in three rooms. So it was, but it was, yeah, it was, we had.
It was an experience.
It was.
Miraculous experience that, yes. I mean, everybody, the girls, the couple, our team, they experienced the miracle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was very clearly, you know, God's protection. We saw that. Yeah. And of course, we long for the day that we'll have another short-term mission trip from you, from your church. We'll love to see your plans about that. We'll love to see you visit us again.
I think I'd like to talk to you about maybe coming next year sometime.
Yes, we'd love to have you.
Alan's been ready to plan another one for a while now.
Okay, all right. I will be looking forward to hear from you guys.
Be great. Tell us about the Bible College. How's the attendance? In other words, how many people are, do you have student-wise and now
yes.
There.
We are. It's a new era in the Bible school. Now everybody's a little numb because we have a new director just stepped in. He was not one of our staff previously. He was not faculty. So everybody's trying to find. But I'm very optimistic that this is the right person, and the Lord will lead the Bible school again to fulfill its calling. Sometimes we have a calling to serve in smaller numbers. Well, in Greece we are used to. Now, in North America, a Bible school cannot be functioning so few students. But here everything is okay. We focus on those people, 10 people, and I'm sure it will be a blessed year. And who knows who will come, who pastor or missionary or a lady, a leader will come out of this year. So we thank the Lord for these few students, and we are will be faithful in serving them the best way we can. So I am very optimistic. I see the others are a little numb because we are in a new era. We don't know what is happening, because even the director now is trying to find out about the Bible school. But, you know, in life we have that. We are not for long in this world. So we need to be ready for others to come in and continue. And this is important for the ministry. We have always look for younger people that are gifted, are called from the Lord, and train them, prepare them for the next day, wherever that day might be.
What do those students go on to do?
Yes, in Greece, we are the only Bible school in Greece. So this means that we pull from all churches, and we teach theology. I teach theology, you know, from all students coming from the Presbyterian Church, from the Baptist Church, from the Pentecostal Church. Everybody are together there. So this is interesting. It make us all more humble. To help us develop a more kingdom mentality. So basically in Greece, whoever is doing anything has come through the Bible school, and we have trained him. So if I look around in Greece, I see let's say the leaders in all the mercy ministries, young men or young women, all of them we have trained. I see the chess planters, all of them we have trained. I see, you know, so basically whoever serves in Greece, of course, not all of them are in the ministry. Some people are coming only for 1 year for their own benefit and edification. But then many continue and finish, and they are the people who are serving Greece. So we are very happy we have even students who went for further studies, they did their masters, they did their PhDs. So we are happy to see a lot of fruit from their ministry. In the fall, I will be teaching them preaching, homiletics. So I'm very happy to see all around Greece, to see all the preachers, the young preachers, chess planters, pastors, all of them, that I had them in my care, and I gave them a vision, a passion, and I helped them, you know. I remember young people that were very shy and very intimidated to stand up and preach a small sermon of 5 or 10 minutes, and now they are great expositors. So I'm very pleased to see how the Lord is using them and help them grow and produce so much fruit.
That's great. Are there questions around the table here?
Tell us what's going on at First Church and some of their church plants, including Exodus and places like
We are in a new phase. There is a new optimism in the churches. Of course, it was a global after pandemic. You know, the churches, we lost some people. Some people never came back. But now we see that we have a new people coming, a new crowd of people seems that's coming, replacing those that stopped coming. And this is, I think, overall. So Exarchia Church is doing great. Glyphada Church is doing great with Yorgos Tolias there. The First Church, Neos Cosmos. I need to take a moment and explain. The youngest, the more new chess plant is the chess plant that my son is involved in, Neos Cosmos, which is a chess plant among the second generation Albanian immigrants. Many years ago, even when your team came, we played at that area and engaged the young people. So this relationship grew in a youth center, and the more recent years, the last few years, we turned that into a chess plant. So a lot of young people are coming. These are people, they have no religious experience. In the past, you know, they might remember that couple of generations back, they might have an Orthodox or Islamic background, but really they grew up with no religious at all, not having any religion. So there is a great need and openness, and they do not have the concept of Sunday morning worshiping or reading the Bible. But it's very exciting to see that slowly, you know, a new people of God is created there. We have conversions, we have interest, and people are coming faithfully for the fellowship and to grow in faith. So, yes, Eric is doing a great job. And this is the youngest, and the test plan, which has more needs than all the rest. This is the latest, the more latest test plant.
Alan also asked about Exarchia. There's still two churches.
Exarchia, yes, Exarchia doing great. They have plans to do a test planting of their own, but then COVID, all these plans, they didn't work, of course. But they are. I was talking to them just not long ago. I said, new people came, you know, they lost some people, but now the church is full again with other people. So, it seems that, pandemic had effect to some people, and now they follow the church remotely. But if you count them, those people, and you count the people that are present, is really the churches are double the size now. So this is quite something.
And then George.
It seems that the older people are not coming as used to come, and now, but they're not now younger people that are replacing them.
And then George Tolias, and
George Tolias and his team is doing great. Yeah, he has. His chess plants, always forget that name. Anyway, Pagrati, in the Pagrati chess plants. Of course, all these are strange names for you, so it does make a, but they have done their own chess plants and is doing very good. They have a very strong group, a strong core group, and things are going very well. They have an open space, open to the community. People are stepping in for computer and stuff. So they, you know, this openness creates a lot of new friendships. So yeah, they're doing very well, very well.
Do we have any other questions here? Anybody on Zoom have any questions? Yeah. Well, we have your prayer request here in front of us. Is there anything that more specific you'd like? We're going to go to a time of prayer that you would like us to add.
Yes. We are praying for business for the girls.
Yeah.
This is very important for the girls because they finish the program, and also we have other girls that they have finished the program. And some of them, they have some jobs. But you know, when they finish the program, they need a job. They have changed. Some of them, they go to the church, but also we cannot support them. I mean, we can give them some money, maybe one of the apartments, but they need business. So last weekend, we had a visit from the people from Canada. And they suggest something, but we need to pray. Maybe next year or in the, yeah, next year, 2023, to the girls to start to make something.
Production, some kind.
But we pray for the right person. We don't have that person.
Yes, produce that. Yeah, to lead that.
So we need a full-time person, but yeah, we need the right person to come and work with our girls.
You might have over there a businessman who wants to give us his lights or something, you know, or a businesswoman who wants to come and enlighten us how to do business. We know how to do church, but we don't know how to run a business. So, all that there.
We can add that. All right. Well, we're going to go to a time of prayer. And Bubba, will you open us? Christ, will you close us? All right.
Lord, we just thank you for this time this morning to be able to just hear about the ministry that's going on there in Greece and how the Petras have been involved. In so many years, so encouraging to hear what's happening. And we pray for the Bible College, Lord, that you can strengthen it, that you can expand it and continue to teach the many young people there, to send them out into the world to preach and teach the gospel. And Lord, for the Mary's House, Lord, that you would bring these young ladies and their children to the Lord, and Lord, through this, they can grow and they be able to get back on their own feet, and they can find jobs and they can continue with their lives in a very viable way, knowing the Lord and even sharing the Lord. So it is so encouraging to hear the many things that are going on and the faithfulness of this couple over the years to continue to do this. So thank you for this, and I pray that you would continue to bless them, and Lord, that Trinity would be an encouragement to them, even through our prayers, through going through our support, Lord, that you would help them and continue to watch over them and protect them and from the difficult things such as fire, Lord, and whatever else comes on, but you would continue to use them in a mighty way. And I pray this in Christ's name.
I pray for the church in Greece. I pray that thank you for all the successes and all the new church plants and the growth there. Thank you for the young people that are coming to church. But Father, we pray that those that have left the church or just sort of doing something else because of COVID and getting out of the habit, they would be brought back, and the church would continue to grow there. That's just impressive.
Father, you have taught us, unless you build a temple, these builders labor in vain. Unless you watch over the city, these watchmen stand guard in vain. So we pray and lift up this special ministry. Please remind them to be salt of the earth, light of the world, to shine for you, Father. We pray for your wisdom to shower upon the leadership team on the deal. We pray they will be the beacon to win the lost souls into your kingdom, because you have taught us every lost soul is precious in your eyesight. And Father, thank you for allowing Trinity to be part of this growth and ministry. Please use us to help them to achieve mighty things in your namesake for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your protection over Damaris House properties, even as the fire would come right up to the property line. Thank you for the provision of just the safe way of escape for the ladies and the staff, and their protection and the way you've continued to bless this ministry. And we pray that you would provide work and business opportunities that would enable these ladies as they come through the program to become self-supporting and to find a life for themselves as they mature in their faith as well. Thank you for these many church plants that have come from First Church and have really have their roots back in the Greek Bible College and the personal mentoring and influence of Argyris and Dina. Thank you for their investment into the lives of these many young folks who are now part of these church plant, this network of church planting. We pray that the gospel would go out through these churches into the neighborhoods and that you would call people to yourself through this. We thank you for our years, Sandina, and just the great encouragement that they are to us even as they have committed their lives to serving you. And we pray that you continue to give them strength and wisdom and endurance. In Christ's name, I pray.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the veterans, Lord. We thank you for their willingness to serve, Lord. And we're just praying for the ministry in Greece, Lord. Pray that you send people to them, Lord. We pray for their mission, Lord. And we pray for the girls that they've been mentoring, Lord. We pray that you help them to find the jobs they need, Lord. Just help them to get out into the world, Lord, and spread the word, Lord. And we just thank you for their willingness to serve, Lord. And I pray that you just be with them, keep them safe, Lord. Help them to do your will. We do. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.